Absolute Philosopher. This is Dr. Herb L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher. Our topic this evening, to think about living. All of us have had a tendency to think about living and wonder what living is all about. But have we really an inkling of what living is all about? Every one of us, to a man, woman, dog, Adam, whatever, have the same conviction. We're living here in this relative world, and in this relative world, there's always the pro and the con, the plus and the minus, the yes and the no, the is and the is not. You see, we all have that attitude, and that attitude goes with a word called human. A human being has a world in which there is right and wrong, good and bad, poverty, abundance, health, sickness, happiness, sadness. These are all the things that the human world has to offer to us. And it's a wonderful thing. That's called the game of being human. And you love it. You love it. But I'm here today to offer you a ticket. A ticket to absolute. Now, in absolute, there is no relative quality. There is no yes or no about anything. Everything stands as a pure, delightful, wonderful, totally complete is all by itself. It has no relationship to anything else. If you have a finger here, it has no relation to the rest of the fingers on your hand. The finger stands as a finger unto itself. It is described as a finger itself, and it is a wonderful thing. I think he just needs to be told to quiet down. And he hasn't heard me give a lecture before, so Rex doesn't know that he wants to sit quietly and listen. Rex, if you like, I'll get your pipe out. You can sit and relax and smoke your pipe. Okay? Yeah, he loves that. So this is all part of the way the game goes, that we live a very beautiful, very complete, and a very wonderful life. And none of the things need bother us unless we want them to. Now, do you want things to disturb you? Do you say, do you have the audacity to say that somebody else created the circumstances of your life? You know, your father was very wealthy, and so he left his wealth to you when he passed on. And you had no idea how to make that wealth grow and continue to be wonderful. And so, you didn't know how to do that. So, you took that wealth, and you thoroughly enjoyed it, and you gave it away abundantly to all your friends, and pretty soon, there was nothing left. And you said, hey, my dad was always giving things away to people. How come he had money, and I didn't? Well, it's not a matter of what your dad did. It's what your dad thought. Your dad lived in the consciousness of abundance, and what he gave away was minuscule compared to what his consciousness was. He had money that was working, and he had money that was playing. And the money that it was playing, he used to give away. And giving it away did not in any way deplete from his large balance. We don't have that same awareness about ourselves because we're human. And if we haven't built up our consciousness of wealth, if we haven't built up our consciousness of where we are in the world, then we feel that other people can hurt us. We feel that other people can take our good from us. We feel that other people can and take away something that belongs to us. And of course, that's not true. Nobody can take away something that belongs to you. Nobody can take away anything out of your life because you are the one who gives it away in your mind because you don't want to take responsibility. I was dealing with a lady today who was having difficulty with a relationship. And she was saying that this relationship was bugging her and bugging her and just getting to her and making her very unhappy. And it was getting to her family, and they were very unhappy because of how the relationship was developing. And the person was becoming rather obnoxious in the relationship, demanding attention, demanding her time. And she wants to do what she wants to do. She wants to have a relationship that lets her have total freedom because she's a total freedom person. And so I'd let her talk, and I said to her, now, why is he doing this to you? Why is he taking charge of your life? Why is he the master of your world? And finally she said to me, he is not. I am the master of my world. And I said, well, as the master of your world, what do you do? You say, he's taking charge of your world. He's the master of your world. Now, what are you going to do? And she said, well, I'm going to take charge of my world. And I said, what is the best way to destroy a relationship? And she says, well, I'm not sure. And I said, the best way to destroy a relationship is when you ignore it, when you ignore the relationship. That's the best way to destroy a relationship, is when you ignore it. And when you ignore it, it just goes right away and doesn't disturb you at all. And all the people involved feel that they made the decision. And indeed, they have. Because I can ignore you and pay you no attention. And I can just walk into a room and pretend you're not there. I can talk to everybody else and pretend you're not there. But if you are a superior being, then you will not even notice I didn't talk to you. You will not even notice I walked into the room and gave you a cold shoulder. You'll come over to me and you'll give me a big hug and a kiss and you'll say, well, Herb, how nice to see you. Oh, it's been great. I've been thinking good thoughts about you. And then before I could say a thing, because they know they're the master, they walk away. And there I am with my tongue hanging out, thinking I'm going to give her the cold shoulder again. She's not around to get it. She doesn't even pay attention to it. So as far as she's concerned, everything is perfect order in her world. Our relationship is just like it always was, beautiful. But she's the master. Now, if she wishes, she can have that relationship be in total high burner if she wishes, or medium burner, which is best. But she can have that relationship be in a total cooking operation if she likes herself. And she cannot imagine anybody else having any feeling about her except what she has about her. She is the master. Now, are you the master? Are you the master? Do you have the total feeling about yourself as to what your relationship is to the world? What do people think about you? Exactly what you think about yourself. What do people expect from you? Exactly what you expect from yourself. Why do people want to give you something or be nice to you or not be nice to you? Because that's exactly what you think about yourself. That's the way you feel about yourself. Now, if you're going to have that feeling about yourself, then that's what you're creating in your world. And it is a point. You're creating it. So you see, what is this all about that we're talking about here? To think about living. To think about living, are you going to live as a human being or a divine being? If you're going to live as a human being, you'll have a world of dualism. You'll have a world of dichotomy. You'll have a world filled with contrariness. If you're going to live as a divine being, and lots of people do. Billions of people on the face of the earth live as divine beings. And you don't even know it because you're living as a human being. Because you see them with all of their failures and all of their happinesses and all of their joys. You see them that way. And you're creating yourself seeing them that way. You're creating yourself being aware of them that way. And that's a silly thing to do, isn't it? But it's not silly if you enjoy being a human being. If you enjoy being a human being, create all these things very nicely and recognize that the dualism is what you create. Recognize the happiness is what you create. Recognize that everything that you experience, is what you, that's living in a dualistic life, in a human life. And you can live from absolute if you wish. But if you live from absolute, be ready to forget about humanism. Now, I'm going to make this statement, which I make very often. Remember, if you ever seek to have a spiritual healing, you will never remember that you were ill. You will never remember that you had a problem. There'll be no record of it in the hospital. Your family will not remember it. You won't remember it. And so, having gone from a terrible illness to normalcy, if you will, you won't know it. And you see, that's not a lot of fun, because you don't have credit for it. Oh, yesterday I was sick, and today I'm whole and perfect, you know. And you say that to yourself. Do you ever say, I'm whole and perfect? Be careful. Because yesterday you might have had a very tough experience, and today people come up to you, oh, you never have any problems in your life, you know. Your life's just a wonderful thing. You just don't have any problems. Mm-hmm. And you cannot say, hey, you don't know what I've had. And it doesn't work. But you see, that's the same thing in living as an absolute person. When you live as an absolute person, there are no problems. Because whatever you choose to do, you just have the right cause that you put in motion, and you have the right experience for whatever makes you happy. Now, if you want to put your hand on a hot oven and not burn it, and you want to show off to other people that you can do that, you're liable to burn yourself. Because you are giving recognition to the fact that a hot oven, hot stove, will burn something. And the minute you give recognition to it, whatever you put to that oven, you're going to experience a burn. And you see, this is why to be a master, to be an absolute resident of an absolute, you've got to be on top of it all the time. You cannot play any, you can be here on earth, you can be a human being, and there are billions of them. You can be a human being, but it's just like we read about and watch on television and on the movies. What is that song this about living with an angel?
Cowboy in Texas.
Oh, the cowboy in Texas. But there was a story on TV, a video that is a serial, and it's something about an angel. And touched by an angel. That's what it is. And these people who were angels they get involved in these people's lives to sort of help them balance it out, which is really a dumb thing to do. And some of the people are benefited by it, but a lot of them are not. And you are not shown the ones who are not, because that would make the story a little bit ludicrous. But you're shown the ones that they have a little tough time, but they come around and they find themselves, and they are basically good people. They're basically wonderful people. You understand? Mm-hmm. Well, if you are absolute, there's no basically good or basically wonderful. You are whatever you are. You are totally that. And there's no basic or fundamental this or that about it. So this is something that we want to be very much aware of when we're talking about this idea of absolute. When we're talking about this idea of one-pointedness, talk about this idea of only whatever we speak our word for, we experience, we are not really as free as we think. Because it is true, the law of cause and effect is always manifest there. And when you're a human being, you're living by the law of cause and effect. You put the causes in motion for everything you have. And when you're divine, again, you put the causes in motion for everything you have. And when you're in the divine, you're in the is. And when you're in the human, you're in the is and the is not. So you have both. And it's not really an is not. You're in as an is that appears to be a finger on the hand and a thumb on the hand and something else like that, you know, because it appears to be together. And yet, if you were to cut the fingers off the hand would still be there. And the fingers, by the energy pattern that's there would still be there. But that's not the point that we're discussing. We're discussing the idea that living, absolute living, living as a master is an exciting adventure. But a master never remembers anything unhappy, because if he does, then he's back there again. Instantly. A master never sees another person stumble. Ooh, because then he's stumbling. Right then and there. So if you see anyone who needs to be lifted up, you're not a master. Or at least you're a master lifting them up because you see their problem, because they are a reflection of you. Now, if you're a master, you look around the world with your rose-colored glasses, and you call them rose-colored glasses, but you look around the world with your beautiful eyes that see only absolute, only the one cause. So, a person drives a car into a tree, that's an is. A person doesn't drive a car into a tree, that's an is. Now, which is's would you like to proliferate in your world? Which is's would you like to empower to be in your world? Which is's would you call living? That's a decision you have to make. Are you going to enjoy continually being human? And you may do that. Or are you ready to wake up to your divine and start expressing the divine that you are? It's a decision you have to make for yourself. And when you make it for yourself, you find that it's exciting either way. Staying as a human and thinking that somebody else did it, and it's always been you, or being divine and knowing you're the one who does it, and knowing you're the one who makes any choice that you have in your life. It's kind of fun, but very demanding. So enjoy and know that as you're making your decision, I love you, I love you, I love you.